Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower, here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence for the WIBR Warn Radio Network through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. And the Warn Radio Network is available through the following carriers: warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on these following streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. Be sure to give us a thumbs up and leave a good comment on the show where you've heard us, because your interaction helps. And don't miss the following posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Partakers of Christ. The bare-knuckle fact of faith is that it is just that, faith. You believe first, then continue to trust until it comes to pass. Today, Christians are partakers of Christ. Also, America, American Republic, you can keep. We must ponder America, which began as a constitutional republic, whether or not we will allow global and regional forces to push this nation into the pine box of history is up to those in this nation. On warn-usa.com, you'll find America Taking the Kingdom Away. There are those in power in this nation that are enemies of our way of life, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. In addition, they push a race war of all wars within this country. On danaglennsmith.com, you will find Kingdom's Call of the Light in Christ Jesus. Kingdom's Call: Be righteous as you walk in a world of darkness, for the light shall overcome all things. Be sure the Lord has shown you, O man, what is required of you. And also, weaponized political warfare. Today, as you know, and I surely do not have to tell you, the issue in America and the warfare being waged by the left can be viewed as a political civil war. Christ Jesus of the faith you follow. Christ Jesus, it is not the religion, the denomination, the current trend, or any other man-made living thing or theology, the brass tack of the situation. And be sure to get the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you can sign up for the newsletter and also visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature Christian books and other resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings and welcome to another Friday sound the shofar. We are in the latter end of the book of Romans, part 26. We should be completing this study here soon. We're going into a 4th of July weekend. And the 4th of July, independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Christian nation, faith in God, and many other things are not the norm of today's society. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. This isn't 1 Corinthians either, you know. This isn't the love chapter, chapter 13. This is Romans, a stark book where Paul lines out important issues to the church in Rome. For some reason, he feels he has to tell the church, the believers of Christ, about love. You know, the bottom line of it is the keeping of the law by the Jews is part of their nature. That's part of the Sinai, that's part of who they are. Been that way forever, since Sinai. But yet in the keeping of the law, no man will be justified. We are in the new covenant. And in like motion, Christians who are using or who have taken advantage of the new covenant and the forgiveness through Yahshua, Jesus Christ, are here admonished to love one another. He says for this in verse 9, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He just gave you the New Testament law. There is New Testament law, the law of grace, the law of faith. But the most important part is where Yahshua said, I've come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Love fulfilled the law. Christ came because he loved the Father and he loved us and he died for us, gave his life for us. The Father so loved the world that he sent his Son. Love. But it's this very thing in 2 Thessalonians 2 that Paul points out, that there will come a time when society will reject all of this. They reject the love of the truth. And when you reject the truth, you have nothing left but a lie. And as a result, God sends them a delusion so they'll believe a lie and they will perish. Why? Because they've rejected the truth. There's nothing left. When you reject the truth, there is nothing left. When you reject the true Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, there is nothing left but a lie and hell and death. Now, the stark message you won't hear in many churches. And in this world today, we are in this part of rejecting the love of the truth. We are in the part of pouring out the abominations of the woman that rides the beast in Revelation 17. And then we have 18 that follows. That's where we are at. In a society that has rejected the truth. Yet there are many that are coming to the Lord, but society has still rejected the truth. And it's unfortunate because if you look really where it's at, you have the Europeans throughout all of course, Europe and into the UK, the Scandinavian nations, throughout the Mediterranean. That was Christendom. That's where the Islamic armies wanted to take over. But they couldn't. They were defeated. I think it was Charles Martel who led the battle to defeat him. In America, we had people come here because of the faith of Christ. But today, the faith of Christ, the beginning of America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights are an enemy to many in this country. That's what they want you to believe. Yet, as Trump stands up now and begins to declare everything, New York, who hates him, has leveled charges against him. Well, actually against the Trump Organization and the president, who denied the charges and said this is standard corporate practice. But for the Democrats, it's political. They hate Trump. They hate his organization. They want to destroy him. This is the way the Democrats work. We are in a hateful, vengeful America today. One that embraces pride of homosexuals, lesbians, gay, and transgender above all else, especially in the month of June. Not that they don't have rights. They have rights worldwide right now, except for those places that have rejected this, like China, North Korea, Iran. And you're going to find that many of the Muslims and the jihadists are actually preparing for war while we're wrapped up in fighting over small things. We're not prepared. We don't have righteousness on our side. We have generals that are so far from the patents of yesterday that we couldn't fight our way out of a wet paper bag today. The only thing we can do is fight amongst ourselves. And so in all this, we say, where is love? But see, the world has an answer. Well, love is love. And so any kind of love, they even yesterday a story came out, and I've seen this before, this is not new, where, and I think this was in Europe, they're proposing bestiality to be legalized, which I've seen this before over there. Anything goes in this new society now. This is the mystery of iniquity. And so as we look at Romans, we remember where we're at. We're at a place that Paul was not at. He knew about it. The apostles knew about it. They told us about it. John told us about it because he saw the vision. But see, Paul takes time out in verse 9 to summarize up the New Testament law. Yes, we're Christians, we're saved, but we're not to commit adultery. We're not to kill. We're not to steal. We're not to bear false witness. We're not to covet. Now, see, not committing adultery, that should come under law anything, anyway. But he says, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended the saying, namely, you shall love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, see, in our new world, love is love. You can love anybody or anything. And it's okay. It doesn't matter that it's listed as an abomination. You can do it anyway. And you can change the laws. You can change the way things were. You have doctors now that can literally do miracles and medical practices and operations. We have the science and the technology beyond everything we've ever seen. Yet we are at the darkest point in mankind right now, as we're on the precipice of the technology, of all technologies. We have Bezos giving up his multi-billion dollar company Amazon so he can go play Rocket Man. And him and others, and I seen him yesterday in the news too, Branson. Because he's not the only one. There's others. Billionaires who have all the money in the world and they want to build rocket ships and go to outer space. They want to go to Mars. You see, when you've won the world, what's left? Go to another world and win that. But see, your money isn't any good. So then the challenge comes in there. You have the money to build it here. You can create the technology. You can do it because you've got the money. You've got everything in the world. So now you can build something. You can show them. And then you can go to the uttermost part of the universe because you got money. See, morals, the Bible, Christianity. I could say, well, it's not loved or not found, but I got news for you. As much sin and iniquity and garbage that is put before us, and it's there because we are in an information age, and those who are putting it up do so to flood you with this, to make you think that there's nothing else out there, but they're lying to you. The LGBTQ is a minority in the world. But yet you would think that they were the majority the way they're pictured all over. Pat Buchanan, one of his regular articles, came out today and he had a big picture of this big pink float filled with men and all kinds of weird get-ups and feminine things. Because this is Pride Month. Of course, now we're in July, but they will continue with their pride and what they do. Then there's others that have that lifestyle and they don't flaunt it. And I have acquaintances who live that lifestyle. People that are nice. But there are those who flaunt it. They want to corrupt your children. You got teachers that want to corrupt you and your children and your grandchildren. This is going on in America and around the world. Just like the Chinese and the North Koreans like to indoctrinate all their kids and all the kids in their country to communism being the only way and anti-God as well. So too, these want to convince you that this is the only lifestyle and everything is like that, but it's not. It's a lie. And we just don't have gay pride or the LGBTQ pride. We have every kind of pride you can think of. But see, in all of this, there's love. True love, God love, not the fleshly love, the agape love of God, not the phileo, the fleshly love. As they say, to love is love. No matter who it is or what it is, you can love it and make love to it if you want to. Because love is love. No, love is not love. love is lust or love is true love, like what God did for us by sending his son. There's a difference. They don't see it, and they won't see it because they're in darkness. See, Paul is summing up Romans. He's talked about Israel. He's talked about sin. He's gone into the gospel. He's talked about a lot of things to explain to the Jews in Rome who started the church there and any of the Gentiles there to give them a balanced teaching. But he's in chapter 13 now. And you have to walk in the light. You have to be in the light as Christ is in the light. Verse 10, love works no ill to his evil, to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Well, you see, Scripture also says, inasmuch as possible, live peaceably with all men. That's what I try to do. No matter their proclivities. I went by a neighbor. I've waved at him before, standing on his porch watching me go by. I waved at him. He didn't wave. He looked at me like I was nuts. I've waved before, and Tower asked me, "What'd you wave for?" And I always tell her the same thing, because I asked my dad that one time when I was a child, and he was taking me somewhere. I was going with him. Someone passed and he waved and he was waving. I said, "Dad, why are you waving at all of them?" He says, I'm being friendly. Just being friendly. That's the way Dad was. That's the way that generation was. "Hello, how you doing?" Opening the door for women. Boy, you do that, they'll break your arm. I opened the door for my wife. I would open it for my mother-in-law, but she's passed on. I would open it up for my father-in-law and my dad and my mom, but they're all passed on. Now the ones that are heading up the family are Tower and I. You know, it's our generation. And as I live and move forward, I look at this generation and I shake my head and I'm concerned for all the children. All of them, not just ours. Then yesterday I seen a testimony of a young man who had gotten caught up in familiar spirits and witchcraft and every other kind of thing you could think of. And spiritism and UFOs and everything you could think of. And he made lots of money online. And one of the main money purveyors was Facebook. Because the generation liked what he was putting out. He got well rewarded. He was able to buy a very expensive car he wanted and a very expensive house he loved. Huge thing. And he said, "I'd always been interested in knowing who God was." And he was doing all this to find out who God was. But he said, "After I got everything, and I've studied everything, UFOs, every aspect of everything, intensely, I was never satisfied." And he felt he was missing something. And he couldn't get rid of the thought of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. There was something there that he didn't understand, but something was drawing him close to that. Well, we know who it was. It was the Spirit of God, because the guy was hungry. And he goes through this telling you this testimony. And then one night he was in his house, and it had been many nights. And the house, as big as it was, he'd always wanted that, but it didn't fulfill. He was missing something. The brand new car, the beautiful car, it was the thing. It didn't fulfill him. And then, on his own, he began seeking more of the Lord and To make a long story short, he became a Christian. And he said right away things started falling off. He was just delivered from it. Now, Tower and I know that because the same thing happened to us. Things fell off of us. Our former habits just disappeared. Total delivery. Even our pastor told us not many people get it like you guys got it. Well, we just got the Spirit of God. The Lord delivered us. God called us. And this kid said, I couldn't write what I was writing before. I didn't like my websites that I had. I couldn't do what I was doing before, and I took them down. And he said, and I lost everything. People didn't want to hear what I wrote then. He had to sell his house, his brand new house, got rid of his car. And so he's in the Mully Grubs, poor and destitute. No, he's not. That's what the devil wants you to think. No, he's got a YouTube channel. And he's got websites. And Jesus is all over his website. And he's investigating the very things he was interested in, but from a Christian point of view, to show people that it's wrong, it's not what God is. And he tells them, he says, God is not just a super real, ethereal entity somewhere, but he's real. He's a person. He's a being. He's God. And so now he's spending his time as a young man helping other young people find the truth out about the lies that are coming out of our liberal schools and in society today. And when I saw that testimony, tears came to my eyes. I've had a burden for the children, the kids, the young men, the young women who are led astray. And it's like the Lord said, be at peace. I've got this. And we've seen the same thing with the persecuted church, that we're an advocate. And we had seen so much, I mean, so many reports, so many deaths, so much persecution. Then all of a sudden, God started leading us to ministries on the ground in some of the toughest areas on the planet. And guess what? There's Old Testament miracles, signs and wonders. The enemies of God getting saved. Just like Paul was an enemy, he got saved. These are getting saved. We see it around the world. We see God moving in North Korea and China. We see God moving in every place on earth. At the same time, wickedness is growing at an unprecedented level. Now you see, owe no man anything but to love one another. But it's not to get someone in bed. It's not to commit adultery. It's not to steal from, and it's not to bear false witness or get what you can. It's not about coveting. It's about pure agape love that Christ has. It is about bringing the truth to a generation that has been led astray by the leaders. And make no mistake, the Biden administration and those who are in it are liars and thieves, and they're wicked. And you can look at Congress, but see, they're not the only ones. You can look at the governments of men. You can look at them throughout the EU, who are bending over backwards to conform their lifestyles to this new wave of immorality. We are in that darkness. where the woman, the whore, Revelation 17, takes that cup of abominations. She's already poured it out a long time ago, and our leaders are drinking it and supping it up and getting drunk on it and rejoicing. Because the flesh rejoices when you remove the bounds of God. But love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, Paul says, love is the fulfilling of the law. It's not the reading of the prophets. And I study the prophet. We're in Isaiah. Part 96 was last night. I've been doing this study for a year and a half, and it's not like most studies. And it's needful. But love is the fulfilling of law. I mean, of the law. Reading the Bible's fine. Going to church, fine. But love fulfills the law. Now, we're not supposed to commit adultery. We're not supposed to kill. We're not supposed to steal and do all these other things. Paul included that. So when everybody, when you have people that tell you, especially those that say, well, you're born again and you're saved and you don't have to worry about any of the law. You do. We're to walk in the light as Yahshua's in the light, and that's it. He didn't commit any of those things. You shouldn't either. In verse 11, Paul goes on to say, and now knowing the time, that is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. We have works of darkness pouring out of the Biden administration. We have works of darkness pouring out of the schools in America. We have works of darkness pouring out of the Canadian government and the Mexican government and the EU and the UK. We have immoral codes. We have immoral ways. We have immoral people pushing this stuff on their own people, saying it's okay. And then they pick up the agenda of a minority simply because it has been offensive. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And we always equate that with homosexuality, and it is connected there. But when we look at what Isaiah said and what the prophets are talking about, when we talk about your sister Sodom, because Jerusalem was the same way, your sister Sodom, the first thing on the list was pride. Not homosexuality, pride. Matter of fact, homosexuality isn't even mentioned. The night is far spent, man. You can see that today. The day's at hand. And as Christians, as believers, we need to be in the light. We need to put on that armor of light. Because in that armor is where Christ is at. Otherwise, you're not protected. Otherwise, the devil can consume you. We are in that. We must put on this armor of light. We must walk in it. That means we don't do these things, but we walk in love. Yet we live in a world who doesn't even know what love really is. And we even have churches turning their back on the true love and the true Christ, which we were warned about already a long time ago, and it's in Scripture. So Paul says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness and chambering and wantonness and strife and envying. You know what Israel did? Jerusalem, when the enemy surrounded them, they had a party, got on all the rooftops. And they said, let us eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And that's what the world is doing today. They've ignored the commandments of the Lord. They ignored all this stuff. They're proceeding merrily on their own way to do their own thing, drinking of this abominations which is poured out, saying it's okay, making excuses for it, leading the masses astray. And there's only going to be one group that's going to be the light. And it's not going to be your government. And it's not going to be those up there. It's going to be those who stand in Christ in the armor of light. Now, I'm telling you here as the watchman, Dana G. Smith, I'm telling you as part of the testimony, I'm telling you with the witness of the Spirit of God. And Paul says it here, verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Because you owe no man anything but to love one another. But there even comes a time when they reject that love. But when I heard that testimony yesterday, came across it in I have a lot of lot of social stuff I got to do, social feeds, and I came across this testimony in the midst of everything, and I took 14, 15 minutes out to watch him, and it was the best 15 minutes of the day. Except when I see Tower. Or the rest of my family. But Tower has been there. She's earned her stripes. We've had two homes in our life. And both of those has been a long time ago. We sold the first one because we went in the ministry and we wound up without a home then. And our son didn't have a home. His home was with us. That was a warrior. We were on the streets doing ministry. At the same time we were in Bible school and the warrior was with me. And so was Tower. We were in the bars, out of the bars, on the streets. We were telling people about the Lord. That's a long time ago. And I sit here now, and we have been in days, the Watchman and Tower, the WIBR Warren Radio for over two decades. And people look, well, that's just two decades. It's actually been over two decades. But we started back in the early 70s. And when God got a hold of us, it was like night and day, and we were telling people. And when God got a hold of my heart and showed me what was coming, we began to tell people. They didn't want to hear. Friends turned away. We lost friends. And to this day, I don't have a lot of the contacts that I used to with my college buddies. Because time separates. But the Lord never forsakes. He's been with us. And our purpose today is stronger than it's ever been. Because folks, let me tell you, we cannot become weary. I'm talking to you, Christian. Now you shake that off right now, because that's what I got to do every morning. I got to look at the Lord. I cannot look at all the filth and the garbage that the media wants me to believe is the answer. The answer I know. The truth I know. The light I walk in. You can choose anything you want to. You can be anything you want to. God has given you that. He's given you, yeah, if you want to do the works of darkness, Revelation 22. He that is wicked, let him be wicked still. Doesn't say to stop. He said, let him be wicked still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He gives you those comparisons because right after that, in chapter 22, he says, I come quickly to give to every man according as his work shall be. That's the time frame. The whore is pouring out the liquid of deceit. People are lapping it up today. Now it's up to us, just like that young man who was deceived. But see, there was something in his heart that wouldn't let go. Thank God he pursued it. Because he's going to be. But see, he's going to have to do like the rest of us do. You got to stay in the light. You got to be persistent. It's going to cost you. It's cost us to do what we do. We've lived in a 33-foot RV for about 20 years. I forgot the exact time. And this one's getting older. We have no other home. We don't have any land. I don't take any money for this. We have people that support us, but the way we do it, almost all of it goes to the websites. I'm not saying poor me, but that's the cost. I give the gospel out. I purposely learned how to do websites. I learned how to do stuff in the very beginning because I knew I couldn't trust people. I had to do it. Not everybody's like that, but in the end, I can tell you, and you can take this to the bank, people will let you down. I've had people call me pastor many times, only to find them turn against me in the end. I found entire churches, board members like that. My only crime was being zealous for the Lord. And I was zealous. The bottom line of it is that here in Romans 13, Paul is simply lining up and telling people to refocus on what is important. Love fulfills the law. Yeah, this other stuff is important, he says. You can't do those things. But he says, you know, the time is coming to a close. The Lord's coming is sooner than it was before. And the darkness out there is stretching everywhere. It's far spent. And we need to cast out any works of darkness. We need to put on the armor of lights, and we need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot make provision for the flesh because these are dangerous times. It was that way in the day of Paul. It's even more so today. And if you're trusting the public school to educate your children in a proper way, you better keep an eye on them. I tell people you better make sure you know what your teachers are teaching and your school is allowing in, because they're going to be pressured. And many of the schools cave in. You wonder how many generations of children. You know, there's a little phrase in Scripture that says there grew up a generation in Israel that knew not the Lord. Well, we have had multiple generations that grew up in America not knowing the Lord. We sent missionaries around the world. This country did. The phrase, there's no atheists in foxholes, came because of World War II. In And if it hadn't been for America, the UK would have been Hitler's, and so would have Europe. America has been a stalwart nation of truth. It wasn't the most perfect nation on earth, but it was the best ship afloat. Now today, the ship is like the Titanic and hit an iceberg. It's taking on water, and people are jumping ship. But the band played on. If you've ever seen the Titanic, you see that scene where they're having a last drink and all the members of the band are sitting there playing to try to bring calm so the passengers won't be so excitable and try to get off the ship. We need to be honest. Paul says that in 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day. That's the light. Not in rioting and drunkenness, chambering and wantonness. This is all has to do with fun living, drinking, and everything else that goes with it, and all the things it causes. And so as we look out there today, we are reminded there's a lot of challenges ahead. Now in Romans 14, Paul goes on and he continues to put in there issues of responsibility. And he says in verses 1 through 3, he's talking about, he says, him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him that eateth not judge him that eateth, for God receiveth him. See, if we're in the faith, there are people that do different things. Tower and I don't eat pork. I don't eat certain kinds of seafood because of a number of reasons, but most of all, we look at the uncleanness of some of these foods. Now, I love seafood, and I've had some of the finest pork ribs that you've ever had because I've made them. I was a caterer, chef. But there come a time that I couldn't eat it anymore. Now we have a completely different lifestyle. And we eat foods according to Dr. Gundry's protocol, which has a lot of vegetables, total different thing. And it's really good for you. But yet there are those that eat foods because it's part of the law. And if that's what they want to do, that's fine. But see, we have a lot of other issues here. Paul just talks about eating because back then, you had the dichotomy between the Gentiles that were getting saved and eating anything they wanted and the Jews who got saved who won't touch anything according to the law. And there became division. So Paul says, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let him that eateth not judge him that eateth. If you're in Christ, stop the judging. Especially about this, because this don't matter. Paul has dealt with the thing if you find a brother in sin. James dealt with the thing that confess your faults one to another. Well, I can tell you, in this carnal America, there was no way I would confess my faults within a church. No way. People today cannot be trusted. They're not where they should be. You get into a true spiritual situation like we were when we were going to Bible college, we were really close. And we would go to our koinonia groups. We had koinonia groups back then. And we'd minister to one another, confess our sin. We knew everything about each other. And it was, you're closer than a brother when you do that. But Bible school, you get out of there and then you get into the real world. I was in Bible school and it was okay because everything, you know, I had a full-time job. I went to school full-time and I had a family. Then I took on another ministry with that. Created a nonprofit called Open Door. Now there is an Open Door ministry. Many of you would know about it, but it has nothing to do with us. I had Open Door Ministry as a nonprofit many years ago, back in the mid-70s. But you see, there's more to life. And if you're a Christian in the faith, there's more to Christianity than just your faith. There's other people. There's concerns. Because I know, and so does Tower, that the biggest enemy is the governments of men. They can be the biggest friend too, but they can be the biggest enemy. And in dealing with the persecuted church, and I've said this many times, you can trace the troubles around the world, including America, to who's in leadership. There's no clearer picture to that than having Obama for 2 years and having what happened with him and Trump for 1 year, and then going back to Biden, who is being guided by Susan Rice to put back in place Obama's policies. But see, the reason they're able to do that is because of the Lord's judgment. The Lord does that. Puts in evil and wicked men to rule when a society turns away from him. That's the way it is. And if you sit at home, or and you're in your church and your pastor just tells you everything's fine, he's lying. He's either lying or blinded. Everything is not fine. He can tell you things are fine, but judgment's at the door, America. Judgment's at the door, Christian. Judgment will first begin at the house of God, and it's already been striking Christians around the world. Now, who do you think you are that you will never see this? You're lying to yourself, and your preacher's lying to you. And some of the biggest churches are filled with these kind of liars. You need to be found in Christ, not found in the church of anything goes. If you're in a church where anything goes, then I can guarantee you your clothes won't be those white that we see the saints dressed in Revelation. Because you won't be there. We'll continue with this. Next time. Romans. Boy, I'll tell you. These studies go fast, but yet at the same time they go slow. We've been doing Isaiah for, I think it is, a year and a half now. I remember when we first started it. Now we're more than halfway through it. It's become a major goal to finish that study. And it's really a life's work for anybody to be able to go through such a book and keep it all together. And you can listen to all 96 parts on our websites. And I have a bunch of the classical Warn radios on there that I've been doing. Those are upgraded, updated old shows that we've done that we've polished them up. The original audio is still there, but we do the other things. If we have a long series, we put them all together, make it easier to listen to, things like that. Go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. Lot of good, solid, end-of-days Christian material. We want to save them, Lord. And folks, we want you saved, delivered, and walking in the light of Christ. And we want Him to get the glory. But thank God for testimonies like that young man. And thank God for the testimonies we get from overseas. And thank God for our own testimony. Today, look yourself in the mirror and declare who you are in Christ. And think about your testimony. Every believer has one. Be safe. I hope you can enjoy a good Fourth. I hope you really believe that God bless this country. There are so much division and hate out there. So much perversion. Somebody has to be the light. It might as well be you. Through Christ. Father, thank you for those that hear whenever they do. Bless them, touch them, heal them, deliver them, comfort them, make a way for them in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, in the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word in Jesus' name. Till next time, this is the Watchman, Dana Smith. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.